knowing that they could get a better deal and then they would just ask for forgiveness later. It's ridiculous. I'm getting tired of it. I appreciate your time, and I hope you make the right decision in denying it. And I just don't understand where people think it's okay to come in and do this. My children don't play outside anymore because of the traffic and because of how busy it is. And it's ridiculous. I paid almost $500,000 for my home, and I can't stand living here anymore. I really can't. I'm going to probably sell my property if this goes through, or I'll turn mine into a vacation rental, and then I'll start buying properties near everybody here. And I don't mean this as a threat. I'm being serious. I'll buy out your neighbors, and I'll find a way to turn it into a vacation rental property. I don't want to do that, but I'm getting tired of it. We need to do the right thing. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.
I wasn't expecting to speak today, but I am. I'm at Brenda Cole, 1201 Skyview Drive. I'm signed up.
Okay.
Okay. I want to testify or tell about when they say their roads are narrow, MoDOT has only approved our road for a single yellow line down the middle. Now, do you know what that means? I mean, most roads have two yellow lines down the middle because they're wide enough. Our road is not even wide enough for a double yellow line down the middle of our road. We have one yellow line. There is no shoulder on the road. I was squeezed off the road by a dually, a pickup truck dually, and I had a wreck right at the Skyline Drive intersection where we're talking about this road. I'm not saying that that's the reason, but he came around the curve a little short and squeezed me off the road, and we had major damage underneath the car. So it's a dangerous road. It really is. It's got dangerous curves, and vacation people or nightly rentals, whatever you want to call them, they don't know the roads, and they just cut the corner short, and the mailboxes are right at the edge of the road. If you have a FedEx truck, UPS truck, you got to get over in somebody's driveway to feel safe to pass that truck on the road. And so that's what I would just like to say, that they are there on very narrow road. I know it's a county road. It's not our road, but it's the road we have to use to get in and out of our subdivision. So I thank you.
Thank you. Mrs. Chapman, you had something to say.
I'm going to speak to this in two parts. First, as your assessor, Susan Chapman. As the gentleman said, he didn't know about putting signs up outside. As you all know, I have trouble locating nightly rentals. We know right now we have 2,195 on the books. We have talked to companies who will help us identify them. It will cost us about $100,000. To use those companies, but having the sign outside the door telling that it's a nightly rental, we could find them on our own because I'm supposed to assess all the property at least every 2 years. But they don't put the sign out. They put the sign inside because they know it's harder for us to find. We actually, per these companies, and there's two of them we've checked with, one's called Granicus, one's called Govos, and they've both told us that we have 6,000 nightly rentals in this area. And so, again, those are commercial properties, and they're not participating in the taxation that these people are putting in. So the second part of what I have to say is on a personal level. I don't live where they are, but I am on a state highway. I have a nightly rental two doors down from me. They live in Kansas, let's put it that way. So they don't have a vested interest in my neighborhood. So because they don't want to come back and cut the grass, they poisoned everything in the ditch in between the highway and their house so that they wouldn't have to cut the grass. Well, you know the storms that came through just this week have now undermined the highway. The poison they've put in, and the neighbor next to me is also thinking it's a great idea. I have hedges I planted 21 years ago, and they're dead now because the poison has killed my hedges. They were 10 foot tall. So, again, sometimes when we let people come in to do these businesses, and they are commercial businesses, they don't have any vested interest in what happens in the neighborhood. They're just collecting from another place, and they don't realize what happens when we live here. Thank you.
Thank you. Petitioner, any more response? You good to vote? What do you want to do? Oh, sorry.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for your time. My name is Lori Kelly Cathcart, and my husband Chris Cathcart could not be here this morning. He had a prior work commitment, but he has sent an email, and I'm going to read that. We live at 1245 Skyview Drive, and of course, we're very concerned about this issue of rezoning. So I'm going to read, if it's all right with the commission, to his email. He asked me to. I am writing, so this is my husband, Chris Cathcart. I am writing to protest the rezoning of 514 and 518 Skyline Road. This neighborhood has had enough disruption over the last couple of years when you approved a new timeshare condo development at our entrance. This has led to more dangerous traffic through our neighborhood and our street being torn up and not repaired properly. But now you want to rezone and allow rezoning for a B&B nightly rental. We are not a neighborhood on the edge of hotels and motels or nightly rentals. We are a family-oriented community that has purchased our properties for that reason. We do not want to live in a commercially zoned area. And I do not need to go through the laundry list of reasons why rezoning would hurt our neighborhood, but here are some highlights. Commercial enterprise and a quiet neighborhood. Lack of respect from strangers of our streets and our peace. Lowering of our property values. Higher chance of crime and the snowball of commercial enterprises in our neighborhood. We bought these properties knowing this was zoned for single-family dwelling. So did the owners who want it changed. Why they think they should be allowed to disrupt our whole neighborhood is beyond me. They should have bought in a, hold on just a moment, commercial zone. If you have any sense of justice, you will deny the request for rezoning and allow our neighborhood to remain safe and peaceful. And I would just like to reiterate a couple of these things. Why these have bought in a residential area and now they want, however many years ago, and now they want it rezoned. We all have bought in a residential area, not ever anticipating the fact that it might be rezoned commercially. We personally have lived in our neighborhood for 25 years. Our son, Jack David, was 5 years old when we moved into this neighborhood. Now, I would like to speak on behalf of all the mothers and families in our neighborhood. I personally see every single day kids outside riding their bikes, playing in the streets, and as Brenda just said, the streets are very narrow. It's very, very dangerous. On August 23rd, 2023, the Branson R4 school district school buses will start driving through our neighborhoods. There's two or three buses that come through there, and it's and I see several different stops, and there's several kids at each stop. It is not safe for our children in our neighborhood to have these kinds of people. Vonetta Dugan, who's going to get up here, she lives at 215 Lone Pine Road. She's going to get up here in just a few minutes. She has a huge sign posted right outside. I think everybody here who's in our neighborhood has seen it coming up around Lone Pine and up Skyline that says, slow down, 25 miles an hour speed limit. We have people racing through our neighborhoods. The curves, all of that is just incredibly, incredibly dangerous. And we really want to request you to deny this, and at least for our children, to keep it safe, for our children to be able to play and not, you know, and even riding their bikes is dangerous. But and also another thing I would like to reiterate is when the Chateau Ridge came in, They busted, the utility company busted up the road, and they have never fixed that properly. So now all of us who have to drive in there have to slow down, which is also dangerous because you don't know who's coming behind you. We have to slow down to almost, 10 miles an hour to get over the bumps that they have created and never repaired. So again, I thank you for your time. I hope you will deny this, because what will happen is this will happen. They will be commercially, if this goes through, they will get their request. It will be zoned commercially. Then what's to stop them? They own a lot more property in that area to start just chipping away at what used to be a wonderful residential neighborhood for us who have invested in this county, in this state, and in this town of Branson, Missouri. So we are asking you, please, to think about all of us who live there and who have invested our time and money and paying our taxes in this neighborhood and community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi. Hi. I'm Vanetta Dugan. I live at 215 Lone Pine Road, and that's right up the hill. Last meeting, I spoke about the traffic, and I also sent an email with pictures of some of the traffic at the end of Animal Safari and 165. Which causes an alternate route through our neighborhood, through Skyline, Lone Pine, Skyview, and then Lester. The traffic has gotten intense over the last 2 years because of the addition of Chateau Ridge and Chateau Cove. And, we have we have kids, we have pets, we have joggers. And, it's become a thoroughfare, especially on weekends. I watched my neighbor. It was Father's Day weekend. I watched my neighbor because I was working in the yard. He goes fishing every Saturday. He has his boat. He has his little aluminum fishing boat that he takes out every Saturday. It took him a good 15, 20 minutes to get that boat out of his driveway because every time he started to pull out, a car would fly around the corner, and he would have to stop and back up to let him through. He finally had to get his wife and his oldest grandchild out there to stop traffic so he could get out. Now, it's not every day. It's mostly on Fridays, Saturdays, which tells me that this traffic is nightly rental traffic. Last meeting, the petitioners mentioned that they didn't understand why people at the other end of the neighborhood was complaining because it had nothing to do with them, because their property is at the north end. It has to do with the entire neighborhood. It really does. And everybody, I agree with everything that everyone has said before me. It's all true. And thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak?
Do you want to hear the petition again?
Or if they want.
Do you have anything to add, sir?
I don't think so.
Okay.
So I have a question. If I have a conditional use permit under my name, can I change it to an LLC without having to go through PNC again? If that LLC is
how that reads is a change in ownership eliminates the conditional use permit. So
even though I show as the owner of the LLC,
that's a new ownership.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
so
you.
We've been directed that that is a change, and they would need to apply for that conditional use permit again.
Okay. Thank you. So then, if it was rezoned, would it come under that?
No, that's only for conditional use permits.
So
rezoning carries with
mine.
The property. Yeah, rezoning carries with the property.
Thank you.
Scott, you handed me this. What is this?
Those are just future rezonings that are coming through.
Well,
I mean orders.
It's the same as this?
Yeah.
Okay. So I don't need that.
Okay.
So on this, we do have two orders, one for the 514 and one for the 518, correct, Scott?
Yes.
Yeah. Two separate orders.
Yep.
Any other discussion?
Hearing none. Any further?
Move to deny order number 619-202301 and 619-202302.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I do want to say one thing. I thank you to the neighbors. That is wonderful, neighbors that cut trees and help trees when you you see one in stress and everything. That's what a neighborhood's about. And you live in a wonderful area. You do. I wouldn't. It's beautiful. The roads are narrow, but it's wonderful.